Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Zero now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same,
and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein.
It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain.
Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man.
If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us?
Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers.
And you can't hold us down,
we hold the crown for majors before us.
And though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up.
Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim.
So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, September the 21st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, we want to continue with part 6 of the intro. So we're doing a 7-part introduction to a 7-part series. So that way everybody can understand why it's so important that you join me on September the 25th, that's Monday. Monday, September the 25th, we pop off the new series. We'll probably do it at 12 noon as well. So you know that all the series are recorded. And at the conclusion of the series, I try to email or I send out all 7 episodes. In this case, it's going to be 14 episodes. So you will get the 7 intro shows that I've done, along with the private 7 shows that I'm going to do. So during the 7 introduction shows, I'm telling you what the spirit is. During the 7 shows that's private, that starts on September the 25th, I'm going to tell you how the spirit operates, and I'm going to explain, I'm going to reveal, illuminate, and simplify how you must operate or vibrate to be effective in the spiritual realm. Many people are overthinking this. Many people are not understanding how your flaw, again, is your claw, meaning how your flaw is how you should claw, work, operate, grind. What does that mean? That means, as we talked about yesterday, when Jesus was tempted, he was taken up. He says, after he was in the spirit, he was immediately translated into the wilderness. So the spirit realm is how you operate through the wilderness. In other words, the spirit realm is how you operate through the flesh realm. When you master the spirit realm, you control the flesh realm. That's what it talked about in the movie Kung Fu Panda 2. That's what it also talks about in the movie Guardian of the Galaxies Part 2. Because in these movies, as you will see during this spirit, during this series, there is a way to operate. So the Clarinomics Temple Building course was transmuted, if you will, to the Life Management course, which is being transmuted into the Spiritual Management System. So this is a system that you should be already enrolled in. In fact, most of the people, again, that's part of this series, that's doing what I've done, you already have your Dear Kinnear report. Now, your Dear Kinnear report is a dumbed-down version of you. Your Dear Kinnear report is where you start. Remember, when you name something, you aim something. Your Dear Kinnear report is your sight that's on top of your spiritual weapon. Let me say that again. So yesterday we talked about how I was going to get into who you are fighting against, but I'm going to save that for the pay-per-view. But I need you to understand or introduce you to how to operate in the spirit realm, because the spirit realm is the love realm. The love realm is the evolving realm. L-O-V-E is E-V-O-L. Now, to the average Joe, that doesn't sound like very much. But once you start to understand that, during my counseling sessions, because I have the opportunity to talk to people from all over the country, from different cultures and different backgrounds, and I was talking to a client today that was homeschooled up until middle school, and then at middle school, eighth grade, they was introduced into the public school system, which is primarily African-American. So this client has a serious phobia of African-American men. So when the client was, again, and the reason why this is important is because your phobias come from your childhood as well. The thing that is limiting you from being successful in the spirit realm, the thing that is preventing you from evolving, is your past, is the certain events. Now, your job is to transmute that, to do what Joseph did when he was thrown into the pit by his own brothers, to do what Joseph did when he was placed in the prison by Potiphar, to do what Joseph did when Potiphar's wife basically tried to come on to him, rape him, whatever word that you want to use. And what did Joseph do? This is, my brothers and sisters, the importance of understanding what we're going to be talking about on Monday. Starting on Monday, I'm going to share something with you that has revolutionized and changed my life since August the 4th. As you may or may not know, when you put energy in something, which is what we have been taught to do in this dimension, the Bible talks about that you cannot put new wine in an old wine skin. So when I look at and examine my own life, and when I look at and I examine the lives of my clients, and so right now I got about, you know, 15 to 20 clients. So that's 15 or 20 different people that I talk to. And then I also do introductory one-on-ones pretty much, you know, when a new client is interested, or that someone do a Dear Kinnear report, they get a free consultation as well. So during my 20 years of doing this, one of the things that really stands out is that most people, myself included, don't know how to love. We are told that we should fall or really elevate in love. But have you ever taken a class or a course on the mechanics of love, the science of love? I haven't. I don't know if you have. The thing that we miss is in elementary school, we're not taught how to budget or to handle money. Elementary school, middle school, high school, we're not taught. See, we're taught reading, writing, and arithmetic because those are the three laws of the triune hex. So you, there's a hexagon, there's a hexachord, and there's a hexagram. You're taught how to stay in your box. You are trained how to be a good employee. You're not trained how to be a good employer. We all go to school to learn how to stay in our lane. So school and what you have learned, you've learned how to keep your energy and project it onto the things that you want in life. Can you relate? That's not how the spirit realm works. In fact, the spirit realm is the exact opposite. Now, remember, according to Hebrews 11, it is the invisible realm that controls the visible realm. So if I want to be successful in the visible realm, I need to understand the laws of the spirit realm. There are a few people who are life path 7 and life path 8 that have this ability automatically. They don't have to learn it. They're born with it. The unfortunate thing is when I talk to people who are life path 8 or who have a strong 8 vibe in their four primary numbers or who are 7, their pattern recognition ability is the thing that prevents them from being successful. It's crazy because the thing that they are given to be successful is the thing that is preventing them from being successful. Let me explain. So if you are life path 8, you know that an 8 on its side represents the infinity number. Infinity is the word for eternity. That means there is no beginning and no end. Look at a circle and look at an 8. An 8 is two circles that come together. So once you connect the dots, you cannot find where the circle starts or where the circle ends. It's perpetual. It doesn't stop. Therefore, it is a single standing column of waveform energy. Therefore, people who are life path 8 and life path 7s, they don't have to learn because they are the system itself. Let me say that again. People who are 7, if you're 7, you know that that is the spiritual intuitive number. That means that you have a spiritual connection with the spirit realm. I am a 6, so I got to make that connection. You are that connection. So if you're an 8, what you are doing right now is you're trying to build a pattern when you are the pattern. And so since you don't trust yourself, you can't be yourself. And so you spend your entire life trying to find something or someone you can believe in instead of believing in yourself. See, if you are 7, you have something that I don't have. You have a built-in spiritual intuition. That means that you have a knower inside of you. You have an ospark. You have a spiritual gift called discernment that other people don't have. Even I have the gift of discernment, but I don't have the pattern of discernment. In other words, my brain doesn't vibrate on the frequency of discernment. It vibrates on the frequency of compassion. And if I want to test the theory, all I got to do is put myself in an environment where compassion is not welcomed. We'll put it that way. Now, what does that mean in English? This is the spirit realm. See, I was born in the spirit realm, so I don't have to go and learn what I'm getting ready to teach you. I was born with it. I've been doing it since I was 6. But the enemy used that against me, my ability to love people. So now my caring has become weaponized. What does that mean? That means that every time I make a mistake, it's because I'm caring, I'm trying to save somebody that don't need to be saved. The fact that I have a thought that says that you need help is Luciferian. So my thinking is whack. The way that my brain works is effed up. So if I don't sit my ass down and learn something from people whose brains that works different from me, I will continue to go around in this circle all my life, as you've been doing, and most of us have been doing. So unfortunately, if I don't learn what I learned and what I have been learning and which is what I'm sharing with you, is that you have a pattern. Your job is to recognize that pattern, because patterns are power. Now, that your pattern swings to the left the same way it swings to the right. Let me say that again. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. So adversity shows up in your life, and you are angry at God because God is allowing you to live. Now, does that make sense? Now, the word love means the word evolve. That's what the spirit realm is. The spirit realm is always evolving. You go through all of the scriptures in the Bible, Jesus said he came that you may have life and life more abundantly. He did not come that you may have the other. There's five trees. One that's good for sight, one that's good for food. Then there's the tree of life. Then there's this tree of knowledge. Then there's the tree of knowledge of good. There's the tree of knowledge of evil. Now, people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, the tree of knowledge of good and evil is one tree. And go outside, and if you can find a tree that has two different types of fruit on it, take a picture of it, videotape it, please. Email it to me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I want to see that. I've been waiting for 20 years. I've been asking the same question. Now, they can genetically engineer, they can graft, they can do all of this technological bullshitness, which is Luciferian. But the natural order, brother, the natural order, sister, you will not find a tree that got two different pieces of fruit on it. That dog don't hunt. That does not exist. So there are five trees in the garden. If you don't believe me, just go to Genesis chapter 14, 15, whatever it is, and look it up. Read it for yourself. So out of those five trees, notice that the tree of life is in the middle. Now, I have this on my Facebook page. I was talking with someone earlier this morning explaining the same thing. This is what love is. Notice that Yahushua came. Notice that Yahushua said himself that light came in the darkness. Darkness perceived it not. That's the spirit realm. That's what you're supposed to be doing. But none of us are doing that because guess what? We have energy. We have wine. Not put new wine in an old wine skin. So if you're seven and if you're eight, you would notice that the hardest thing that it is for you to do is release, let go, and let God. You can't do it. Why? There ain't no pattern. See, sevens are so intuitive that your intuition is a weapon that's used against you. So if you're a seven, you know that right now you sense and feel stuff that makes you nervous. You go around people, you get a little nervous. Why? You feel something. What are you feeling? You feeling other people's intention. Seven, you got a built-in bullshitness detector. You can meet somebody, like women that are sevens, they meet these dudes, and they know this dude is not worthy of their time. Why? They can feel it. They know this dude is selling bullshitness, but yet they still date him, hang out, sometimes even marry the dude. Then the marriage go bad, and then they look and they're wondering what happened. You knew what happened because the spirit told you that this dude was no good. But it works the same way. So if you're a seven and if you're an eight, you have pattern recognition. When you meet me, you know me because you know my pattern. But the problem is you don't believe in your own ability. Because you went to elementary school, then middle school, then high school, where you've been indoctrinated to hate yourself. How do I know? I went to the same school. We all went to elementary school, and we all was taught anti-spiritual stuff. So then you meet a guy like me who comes along and tells you letters are fetters. Fetters are chains that bind your spirit to your dirt suit, so your spirit man can't be free. Then I write a 200-page book called You Are Too Human. And I put the definition of the word human, which means spiritual monster, and people go cuckoo. Because why? It's not what you've been taught. And then I come over and I talk about tradition, not religion. Tradition that's in religion. And this tradition that's inside of religion keeps God out. So you can structure your life so well, eights, sevens, that God can't get in because you got a pattern, and your pattern is your power. But your power doesn't come from you. Your power comes from God, the universe. But God can't get in to give you your power because you got a closed fist that got a dollar in it. God wants you to open your fist up, take the dollar out so he can put a $5 bill in there. But you don't want to let go of that $1 bill. So we would rather stay in a known hell instead of go into an unknown heaven.
How do I know?
Been there, done that already. Now let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because see, the spirit realm is the love realm. The love realm, the L-O-V-E realm, is the E-V-O-L realm. But you are stuck on stupido. Not you personally. Remember, this message is my message. I just invite you along to listen. So God told me, yo, Negro, you stuck on stupid. You keep doing the same shizness over and over again and expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity. 50 plus years of doing the same shizness, and then I'm wondering why my life is not where it should be. So I got, and I thought, hey, well, let me improve it. Now, remember, I've been trying to improve my life for almost 50 years. You would think after 50 years of trying to improve, I would have made some headway. So that means self-improvement don't work. Self-help don't work. Anything to do with self doesn't work. I already tried it. But you go ahead and try it for yourself first. When you get tired, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, or call me, and then you're ready. You're not ready for the life management system, which is now the spiritual life management system, which used to be the Clarinomics, which used to be the Eagles Club. So you see the evolution, which is contained in the seventh series that I am doing right now. Because remember what we started. Some of you beautiful people, y'all didn't even listen to the Blood God series. So you have no clue that your blood type is your God type. So you don't know what your pattern is. So if you take this series, Spirit series, and you never listened to the Blood series, you didn't listen to the Carbon series, and you didn't listen to the Melanin series, you didn't listen to the Fire series, you didn't listen to the Light series, but you want to jump in the Spirit series, it's going to be very tough for you. It's like skipping grades. It's like you go to first grade, and then you skip up to the fifth grade. Yeah, maybe. There are some people who can skip grades. I'm not one of them. I got to repeat the grade 2 or 3 times, in fact. So I'm a slow learner. It's okay. At least I learn. So on Monday, September the 25th, you must, if you are a person who's serious about your spiritual life, where you're going to spend eternity, if you're a person who's serious about the quality of your life here on earth, if you're a person who wants to be effective now, then you must over, under, and understand what love is. Love is something that should not stay the same. Love is something that should not seek ownership, but should seek management. Everywhere in the Bible, I cannot find ownership, but I find management. I find stewardship. The parable of the talents, God gave them the talent not to own it. He gave them the talent to manage it, to make it grow. Love is something that should not stay the same. Love is something that improves with age. Love is something that mellows you out. Love is something that develops the qualities of your understanding. Love is something that alters your thinking. Love is something that changes your demographics. Love is something that changes your life. Love is something that changes your self-concept, your self-image, your self-esteem. Love is the principle of growth. Love allows us to alter our ego. The only way, as I've been saying now, I've been using the word toe curling. I've been saying now that you must be elevated in love. So if you are at a job that you don't love, if you're at an exercise program, diet, or whatever that you don't love, if you're doing and reading books and programs that you don't love, if you're married to, if you are engaged, and if you're hanging out with somebody that you don't love, you are in trouble, because faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. Well, Brother Will, that sounds awesome, brother, but I'm not buying it. Well, there's something in the Helios Biblia called 1 Corinthians 13 that breaks down and proves my point. During the pay-per-view series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you, and I'm going to give everybody a book, an ebook, that will show you the science. There's a machine that measures the fields of empathy and sympathy, or what we call love. This machine manages or measures, just like an EKG machine or an electromagnetic pulse, the same way an X-ray machine works, this machine works. Now, I don't recommend that you buy the machine because you are the machine. Remember, technology is just reversed humanism. That's all technology is. So when they built a computer, they analyzed your brain, and then they reverse engineered it, and they put wires in it. So your brain, the computer, works the same way your brain does. So every piece of technology that you see out there is indication of a piece of humanity that you have in here. Now, you can go out and get a fancy machine, or you can use your spiritual discernment. And it will tell you what Hebrews 6:1 says, what 1 Corinthians 13 says, what Luke 4 says. So during this series, I'm just going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you that if you have the gift of prophecy, but you do not have love, you are nothing, Brother Will. Now, let me explain what that means in English, because 1 Corinthians 13 lists a bunch of stuff. In fact, it says this, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 says, if I speak in tongues of men and or angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding. Now, remember, the word resounding means resonance. Everything on earth is resounding. It means it is a rehashing of a previous sound. 1 Corinthians 13 explains science. Science measures frequencies, waves, anything that disturbs the atmosphere can be measured by a machine. So 1 Corinthians says that I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. In other words, if you can do what I'm doing right now, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels. So if you're doing what I'm doing right now, now the Bible also says that God has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. In other words, that's another scripture that supports 1 Corinthians 13, which says, if you talk, that's dumbed down spirituality. Now, it's better than nothing, but talking is dumbed down mentalism or mental telepathy. We all have psychokinetic powers, but we don't know how to use them. So this course that starts on Monday is designed to help you understand and operate in your mental telepathy gifts. Now, God doesn't have a voice box. Let me say it again. God doesn't have a voice box. He uses it, but again, as he says himself, I've chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. So he calls preaching foolishness. Just like in 1 Corinthians, it says if you want to love somebody, you don't talk. Now, people say all the time, you know, action speaks louder than words. There's a lot of truth to that statement. See, if I speak with tongues of men or angels, but I do not have love, which is L-O-V-E, which is E-V-O-L, if I don't evolve, if I'm not growing, if I'm not maturing, what I am doing is I'm just resounding. I'm going back. I'm doing the letter A. I'm doing a Kirka church. I'm going in circles. I'm just going round and round and round and round and round and round and round. But I'm not going nowhere. I'm just on the treadmill of life. When you run on the treadmill, you notice you never go nowhere. You burn a lot of energy up, but you don't go nowhere. Resounding. That's what we are doing. We all are resounding sound. Somebody told us that if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. And we told it to somebody else. They told it to somebody else. They told it to somebody else. They told it to somebody else. We just resounding it. We just regurgitating. That's what do you know what a reporter is? A repeater. So when you watch the news, it was crazy. When all this hurricane stuff happened, I clicked on the news in Chicago. I clicked on the news in New York, I clicked on the news in New Jersey, I clicked on the news in Texas, I clicked on the news in California. No matter where I clicked on the news, all of the repeaters, all of the reporters was repeating the same thing. Because reporters are repeaters. They give them a script and they repeat it. That's not love. That's not evolving. That's flesh. That's ego. That's just you repeating stuff. You're not evolving stuff. So anybody that's going in circles, that's how you know you're in the flesh, Brother Will. So you need to evolve, Brother Will. And we all need to understand, how do we evolve? If one thing for me to say I need to evolve, but it's another thing for me to implement the application. See, knowledge is great, but knowledge without application equals duplication of the existing reality. Knowledge plus application equals transformation from the existing reality. How do we do that? Hebrews 6:1. Hebrews 6:1 tells me how to evolve, which is what I've been teaching for 20 years. However, I've been teaching it, but I haven't been living it. Let me say that again. It's one thing to talk a good game, but it's another thing to actually implement what you talk. See, Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, let us move on beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity. Now, this is the New International Version. I like the way it reads in different versions, especially when you read it in the New Living Translation. It reads a little different. Before we read that, let me read in the King James. Hebrews 6:1 in the King James says, therefore, leaving the principles, if you're 7 or if you're an 8, and you got those numbers anywhere in your chart, pay attention. This is for you. Notice that attention is not free. You got to pay for it. Let me say it again. Pay attention. It ain't free. So if you ain't willing to pay for it, you can't get it. It ain't got nothing to do with money, brother. It ain't got nothing to do with money, sister. It has to do with energy. As I talked about, as I've been begging you to watch the movies, Kung Fu Panda 2 and Guardian of the Galaxies 2, because that's going to explain to you what I'm going to be sharing on Monday. And what I'm going to be sharing on Monday is how to implement the knowledge that you got. You already got knowledge. When I talk to eight, they tell me the solution to their problem. It comes out of their mouth. When I talk to sevens, they tell me the solution to their problem. It comes out of their mouth. But yet they can't implement it. They know what to do, but they can't do. Why? Because they can't let go. Why? Because they see more use value in what they got instead of more use value in where they are going. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem is that if you're not a 7 and if you're not an 8, or matter of fact, any other numbers, when you let go, it doesn't mean you got to go. Meaning, you don't have to go anywhere. Meaning, destination addiction can be removed. That's what I did. If you notice in my life, as you guys notice, I've been going. I've always been going from place to place to place to place. Always on the go. Where am I going? The fact that you're going somewhere implies that where you're at has no value. So therefore, where you're going, you want to go over there because there's more value over there. So why? That means you got limited vision. Remember, my people perish for lack of knowledge, lack of vision. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint, meaning you don't have no self-control, meaning you do what I've been doing. Meaning, your life is a cluster, beep, Brother Will. So how do we overcome our inhibitions? How do we overcome? Well, you got to do what I did. You have to let go and let God. Now, everybody says that, but nobody implements that. How do you implement it? Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, and of the doctrine of baptism, and of the laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will be done if God permits. See, when Hebrews 6:1, which is the foundation of everything I do, once you understand the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ, which is, again, Christ is the messianic office, dear Keneal. That's what that means, Christ. Christ means drugged. Christos means drugged. Christos means implemented. So first of all, you got to be drugged by Yah before you can be used by Yah. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Christos versus Christos. Now, remember, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, or when I was younger and dumber, I taught choosing between option A and option B. Now, if you've been listening to any of my teachings over the last 5 years, you notice I don't teach that theory anymore. I teach theorem. So the devil, the powers that be, they want you to choose between A and B. When Yahushua says, I want you to take option C, which is right in the middle. There's five trees. The middle one, the other four trees are really branches from the middle one. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say it again. See, the tree of life is in the middle of the garden. On the left, we have a tree that was good for sight. We have a tree that was good for food. So some people, Brother Will, we see shizness, we want to go get shizness. Now, you got a car, but you see a new car, you go get that car. You got a house, but you see a new house, you go get that destination addiction. That's the tree of sight. Then we got people that like the tree of taste. It's called gluttony. It's called greed. And so there's people that's chasing a grape. It's called alcohol. There's people that's chasing leaves. It's called marijuana. There's people that's chasing the nookie. It's called poo nanny. Everybody chases something. Because why? You ate from the tree that's good for taste. Then on the left, we have the tree, Brother Will, that's of knowledge of good. So you go out and you try to be good. And you trying to be, man, I'm keeping all the laws, man. I pay my taxes on time. I drive the speed limit. I get to work on time. I do everything right, Brother Will. You don't understand, brother? I'm a law-abiding citizen. I did that too, homie. That dog don't hunt either. Then there's people, been there too, done that, who violate every law. They misuse, they abuse people. They eat from the tree of evil. Been there, done that too. And they do everything that violates the system. All four of those options are branches that come from the middle option, which is the tree of life, because life contains all of that, and life is cyclical. Oh, man. See, nobody told me that when I'm in the valley, chill, turn on some cartoons, give me a big bowl of Captain Crunch cereal, and just chill. Why? This too shall pass. But me, when I hit the valley, oh, shit, I got to get out. I got to get out. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Where do I go? Where do I go? Run, brother, run. That's me. But see, I pimped the game. And it's my prayer that you understand the game. Life is cyclical. It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. So when you down, yeah, don't sweat it. When you go up, yeah, don't jump and scream and say, yeah, F you, blah, blah. Don't point your finger, because guess what? Yeah, the same way you got up is the same way you're going down. If you go up very fast, you're going to come down very fast. You go up very slow, you're going to come down very slow. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it's going to also swing to the right. Your job is to simply know that that's called evolution. That's called leverage. Leverage is the coverage. The spirit realm is the love realm. So how do you operate in love? Yeah, those crickets that you hear, it's because nobody teaches it. I haven't found nobody. I'm sure there's somebody out there, but I ain't found them. So if you found somebody, I'm not talking about this worldly phileo love. I'm not talking about this worldly, you know, eros love. I'm talking about the agapeo love. And not from a Greek perspective, not from a Hebrew perspective, not from a language perspective. So in other words, I'm talking about metaphysical. I'm talking about psychokinetic. I'm talking about mental love telepathy. So Monday we're going to teach love telepathy, which I don't know if anybody, somebody might be teaching it, but this is very powerful. Why is it so powerful, Brother Will? Let me explain. How do you love something without owning it? Now, thankfully, I got a triple dose, if you want to use that term, of a bunch of threes that make up a bunch of sixes that make up a bunch of nines. So in my life path, all of my numbers are those numbers. I got a bunch of threes, I got a bunch of sixes, and a bunch of nines. Somebody, different people got different numbers in your system. That's who you are. and on this dimension. That means that that's how you vibrate or you operate. Your job is to know that and then transmute that. That's what we're going to be teaching on Monday. Now, it's very important because, see, you automatically think you already know. That's the problem. See, if you are a 7 or an 8, you are struggling right now. Why are you struggling? The reason that you're struggling is because your brain, remember, if you're an 8, your brain tells you that I don't recognize that pattern. What does that mean? If you're a 7 or an 8, you're born with pattern recognition. But you have not been taught to recognize the patterns that you see that are different from the ones that you have. So if you're a 7 or an 8, you see a pattern like mine, that's a 6, which is a pattern of caring. But you got a pattern of intuition, or you got a pattern of executive materialization. And so your job is everything that you see how to materialize it. Everything I see how to care for it. If you're a 7, everything that you see how to intellectualize it. If you're a 1, you see how to lead it. If you're a if you're a 2, you see how to work it. If you're a 3, you see how to create it. If you're a 4, you see how to build it. If you're a 5, you see how to set it free. If you're a 6, you see how to take care of it. If you're a 7, you see how you see the intellectual capacity of it. If you're 8, you see how to materialize it. If you're 9, you see how to royalize it or moralize it. You see how to make it moral, how to make it good. If you are 11, you got a double dose of intuition, which means you want to take it to the spirit realm intellectually. If you're 22, that means that you want to, you're a foundational builder, a master builder. You want to build a stair to get into the spirit realm. If you're 33, you see the way to teach caring, compassion, nurturing, to nurture it into the spirit realm. And it goes up with 44, 55, 66. All of the numbers, master numbers, are designed to take people to the spirit realm. But what's the dark side of those numbers? Right now, you listen to the sound of my voice, I guarantee you, look at your life, you're manifesting the dark side of your giftedness, which I've done many shows on. So the purpose of Monday's class is to teach you how to stop operating in that dark pattern. How do you do that? Take your energy out. Man, let me make sure that I'm crystal clear. How do you put energy into a balloon that's already filled? If you inflate your tire in your car and it has a PSI on the sidewall of your vehicle, the tire says 32 PSI. What happens to your tire if you double the PSI? Instead of putting 32, what if you put 64 PSI in your tire? It's going to do something that you've been doing in your life. It's called pop. So you got air in your tire already. But it's not the air that's supposed to be in your tire. It's lumiferous air. Just go to Google, type in atmosphere, and look what's around the earth. You'll see these words, luminescence ether. Well, you need to get rid of that luminescence ether. Now, what does that mean? This is the hardest thing that I will be teaching on Monday. And that is how to love it without owning it. Now, that sounds easy, right? Go out and try it. Try to implement it in your life. Now, there are some people that have AB blood and that they are 7s and 11s. Those people are very rare. Because those people, they have this ability, but they don't know that they have it. And so to compensate for it or to deny it, what the enemy does to them, remember, the devil knows who you are at birth. So he catches you when you a baby, early, when you don't know how to fight spiritually. And he makes sure that he destroys your gift by using your gift against you. So what your gift is, the enemy used that gift against you so he can destroy you. So that way you disdain it. So what if you dislike the very thing that you're designed to do? Let's say you got a very sharp mathematical mind. So I'm going to catch you when you're very young, and I'm going to give you a bunch of mathematical problems that you cannot solve because you're a baby. And so you're going to hate math all the time. You're gifted at math. So when you get older and you can do math, guess what? You'll never try math. Y'all ever seen that story about they take baby elephants and they chain them up with a rope? And when the elephant is a baby, now this is a true story, the elephant cannot break the rope. Do you know when the elephant is a 2-ton, 5-ton, however much they weigh, adult, they use the same freaking rope to constrain an adult elephant that he can snap if he tries. But what does the elephant do? The elephant never tries. That's you. That's me. See, you tried and you failed. And after repeated failure, we quit. I quit. You quit. We all do. I'm asking you, what I'm going to be sharing on Monday is you need to try again. Because, see, the enemy knows your gift, even though you don't. And the enemy knows how to operate in your gift, even though you don't. And the way that you master your gift is to understand and implement how to implement 1 Corinthians 13. Because at the end of 1 Corinthians 13, it says these words, and now these three remain. So after you go through life, you should end up with three things. If you don't have these three things in your life, then you have to go back into your past and find out what is inhibiting these three things from manifesting in your life. Number one, faith. Now, faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But what is faith? Everybody has been given the measure of faith. So some people don't have faith. Some people got too much faith, like me. We take risk all the time. Some people, now faith is the opposite of fear. What is faith? Living life without fear. Let me say that again. What is faith? Living life without fear. Now remember, to be eligible, so to speak, for the course that starts on Monday, how to operate in the spirit realm, you need three things to operate in the spirit realm. Now remember, these three things are the result of what we talked about yesterday, which is number one, the ability to understand your identity, which is really number two, because to get a clear understanding of your identity, you got to analyze. You got to have the ability to analyze who God says you are, not what I say, not what the Reverend Dr. Bishop says, not what your mother, your father, not what the Kudendero, not what no damn psychic, nobody. What God says, brother. What God says. Who does God say you are? Do you know who God says you are? Well, I have it inside of my book that I've sent everybody already. That's Dare to Be You. I got a whole chapter. In your Dear Kidney Report, I put the same chapter inside of your book. I list all of the scriptures where God says you are. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You've been justified. You've been sanctified. Nowhere in the Bible does God call you a person or an individual. He calls you a saint. He calls you his offspring. He calls you a son. He calls you the apple of his eye. So if you call yourself, if you identify with any other term, which is a sentence, which is a prison sentence, it is a voluntary confinement. If you voluntarily confine yourself to a prison sentence, whose fault is that? I don't identify. My identity comes from God's spirituality. Let me say that again. This is the importance of your true spiritual identity. Because you have been created into a new nature, but you're still identifying with your old nature. So how did Jesus handle his identity? Jesus understood his identity by doing what is called identity affirmations. I've been doing it since 8. I highly recommend it. I have a book called Faith Talk, where I wrote down scriptures I put it on a freaking, back then it was a cassette tape, and at night when I went to sleep, I played it. Who told me to do that? Nobody. The Ruach, the Numa, told me to do it. So what is God telling you to do that you're not doing? If you're 7 and if you're 8, you have something in your gut that God is telling you to do that you're not doing. Because why? You don't trust yourself. Why? Because you don't believe in yourself. Why? Because you don't know yourself. Why? Because you haven't analyzed yourself. Why? Because you're too busy. Why chasing the dollar? Why chasing the nookie? Why chasing whatever you're chasing? We don't have time to study to show ourselves approved unto God. We're too busy. And so the enemy knows that, so he continued to make sure that you stay busy, so you never understand how to identify yourself through the spiritual affirmations of yourself. So God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So I identify myself completely inside of my Christ, which is the messianic office that furnished me with the power to fulfill that office. If I step out of my office, I lose my power. So as long as I stay in my office that God has given me, then I keep my power. My ego is no longer in charge. Why? It is no longer important that I appear to be something that I'm not to somebody that don't give a beep about me. See, if you're so concerned with what other people think about you more than you are concerned with how God thinks about you, you in deep kimchi. So right now, we all, myself included, are concerned. How do I know? Because what if you lost your job? What if you lost, you know, a part of your anatomy or your body? What if you lost your wife or your husband? What if you lost that fancy car? What if you lost the things that are outside of you that maintain the identity that is inside of you? What if you lost your identity, brother? What if you lost your identity, sister? Oh, what if you like that hair you got? Or you press it, you comb it, you take care of it. It's a symbol of your image. And what happens if you lose that? See, I've been there, done that already. Your image takes a hit. What happens, brothers, when, you know, your the big muscles you got, you get a little older? Yeah, it's harder to pump them suckers up like you used to. What happens when you get old and your muscles start to sag? Women, what happens when you get older and your chichis, they're not quite as perky as they used to be? What happens when you, the thing that gives you your image, your self-worth, and your value starts to decay? What happens, brother? What happens when you lose a part of you that maintains you? Your image, your self-concept, your love, zoom, is gone. Because why? Your love is not based upon what God says. Your love is based upon what you own, what you see, what you maintain. So the spirit realm does not consist of anything that is outside of the self. So if you put, if you got air in your balloon that you put in, you need to let it go. At the moment that you let the air out of the balloon, that's when God put air in the balloon. Let me say that again. Somebody needs to write that down. The moment you stop blowing air in, God can put air in. But as long as you are maintaining you, God cannot maintain you. The universe cannot maintain you. Now, brother, what does that mean, however? See, the Bible tells us that we have to go on to perfection. And the way that we go on through to perfection is through faith, hope, and love. Now, we've been talking about faith, which is the substance of things hoped for. So faith and hope, faith is the substance of hope. So when your hope is fulfilled, you have faith. And when your faith is manifested, you have love. So that three-step process is how the spirit realm works. And so we're going to break that down. I'm going to spend the entire 7 hours breaking down how hope deferred waxes the heart cold. The Bible says hope deferred makes love disappear. So hope fulfilled, what does that do? Hope fulfilled, what does that do, brother? What are you hoping for? What is hope? Is hope a wish? Is hope a dream? So we're going to break down these three terms. And I'm going to explain to you how they work. Because there is something in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, that just messes up my theology. It hurts my brain. Now I'm going to share this with you because I don't want my brain to be the only brain hurting. I want your brain to hurt too. Because see, when your brain hurts, that's good. That means you're thinking. That means a part of the wheel that ain't moved in about 10 years is starting to move. You're like tick, 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 tick. But because you never use that aspect, that part of the brain, you never use that part of the heart, you never use that part of your gut, it's out of practice. So we don't live in the spirit realm. We live in a physical realm. Everybody I know trying to get their rocks off physically. I don't know very many people, myself included, that trying to get their rocks off spiritually. Now, if you have the option between doing spiritual, eating physical food, or eating physical food, which one are you going to choose? Let me wait 1 second because that's all it's going to take. So if you got the option of hanging out in the spirit or hanging out in the flesh, which one are you going to choose? Yeah, that's what I thought. See, the spirit realm doesn't give you no fleshly gratification. The spirit realm, again, is based upon faith, hope, and love. All of those are abstract concepts. What is faith? What is hope? What is love? Well, let me make sure that you understand 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. It says, love never fails. Period. It's not a hyphen. It's not a comma. There's not a dot, 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 dot. The Helios Biblia says, love never fails. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, as you guys know. Nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. I'm in the past. So love never does something. This is the foundation of the course that you need to be involved in that starts Monday on September 25th. Again, let's go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $49 donation so you can understand 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Now, this is the most important reason why you should take this course. Because right now, what you got is not love. It's not. Now, remember, love and spirituality are interchangeable. They're the same. The spirit realm is the love realm, and the love realm is the spirit realm. So I need to use leverage instead of, you know, whatever I'm using. But I have not been taught how to love. Have you? Now, I've seen different aspects of love. The Bible talks about these aspects. It says love is patient, love is kind, love is gentle. Love rejoices not in wrongdoing. Love rejoices in truth. Love, you know, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. But then it says love or charity, depending on what verse or version you use. It says something like this: love never fails. Now, that word, again, love means agape, which is what we're going to be breaking down during the series. But it never does something. In the spirit realm, this exists. This is how I know you're not there, Brother Will. This is how I recommend that you take the class so you can get there, Brother Will. The Helios Biblia says this. That word fails in the original text, in the Greek, ekpipto. Ekpipto, kind of like Pepto-Bismol, except it has the word ek in front of it, E-K, ekpipto. The word ekpipto means to fall down. It means to fall out. It means to perish. It means to fall from a place from which one cannot keep. It means, my brother, it means, my sister, to fall from or leave your position. Heavenly Father, touch the mouths of your people. This is what the whole class on Monday is going to all be about. Because many of you, like me, you left your first estate. Why was Lucifer kicked out of heaven? He saw something that wasn't his. Now, you got a car, but you see your neighbor's car, so you want your neighbor's car. Now, you got a house, but you see your neighbor's house is big, so you want to go to the new house. Now, you got a wife, but you see your neighbor's wife. But you got a husband, but you see your neighbor's husband. You got a dog, but you see another dog. Let me make sure you understand. Love doesn't do this, Brother Will. So if you're doing this, this is how you know you ain't in the spirit realm. Since everybody I know does this, I know that most people ain't in the spirit realm. Because in the spirit realm, the wealth is common. The health is common. The wisdom is common. The relationship is common. It's a commonwealth. So in a commonwealth, all of the citizens of the kingdom, the wealth is spread out among everybody equally. Everybody has been given the measure of faith. So if everybody got the same car, there is no desire to get somebody else's car because they car just like your car. Everybody, if everybody's a millionaire, nobody wants to be somebody else. Everybody is in their own freaking position. But see, we got a position, but we want to be like Mike. We want somebody else's position. The word love never fails means love never abandons its position. It means to fall from your position. It means to fall to the ground. It means to be without. It means to be without effect, meaning salt lost its flavor. Now, I have to break it down a little bit further during the series. But I need you to understand why you need to be a part of this series. Because right now, the way that the universe or the capitalistic society that we live in, it is based upon this thing called capitalism. It means to create a need, then fill it. That's how you make money. Well, in the universal realm, in the spirit realm, that's not how you make money. In the universal, in the spirit realm, everybody got money. So there is no need. There is no lack. There is none of this democratic, republic, capitalistic, socialistic, psychological mumbo-jumbo that we've been taught on this dimension. Those dogs don't hunt in the spirit realm. So if you take the dog that you got now to the spirit realm, that dog don't hunt. So you must understand what I'm understanding now, which is right where I am is where I'm supposed to be. Life is cyclical. So when I'm up, I'm supposed to be up. When I'm down, I'm supposed to be down. When I'm in the middle of being up and down, I'm supposed to be in the middle. But when I'm down, I want to be up. When I'm up, I want to be down. If I'm short, I want to be tall. If I'm tall, I want to be short. If I'm black, I want to be white. If I'm white, I want to be black. If I got brown eyes, I want green eyes. If I got green eyes, I want blue eyes. We all have this thing called desire. Where do desires come from? D means, again, to sow. Sire means seed. We all are walking around like Johnny Appleseed. We just want to plant apple trees everywhere we go. But that's not our purpose. That's not our position. That's why purpose is so important. That's why the only thing I teach is purpose. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. You cannot abuse something while at the same time knowing the purpose of something. So women, if you got a man that's abusing you because he don't have a clue what the hell he's supposed to do with you. Man, if you got a woman that's abusing you because they ain't got a clue what the hell to do with you. You go to the job, they're abusing you at your job, they don't know what they're supposed to do with you. You can only abuse stuff that you don't understand. Once you understand it, then you cannot abuse it. Now remember the word understand means to go underneath it and stand under something. It has to do with empathy and sympathy. Once you have empathy and sympathy, once you put yourself in another person's shoes and feel what it's like to be that person, you cannot abuse that person because you are that person. That's the spirit realm. The spirit realm is the ability to be everybody at once while still maintaining your somebody. Let me say that again as we close. How do you operate in the spirit realm? The spirit realm is the love realm. So how do you love? How do you love? How do you evolve? How do you grow? How do you mature? The only way to love, the only way to evolve, the only way to grow, the only way to mature is to have this ability to put yourself truly in somebody else's shoes and feel what they feel. What does it feel like to be them? If what you did to them, how does it feel if you did that, if that was done to you? See, you cannot step on nobody. You cannot disrespect somebody. You cannot lie, steal, cheat. You can't do none of the shizness you've been doing, Brother Will, if you put yourself in that person's shoes. But as long as you don't, you will continue to treat people like trash because you can't feel it. What does it feel to be the person that is spit on, that is stepped on, that is lied to, that is abused? See, destination addiction means you do dirt and you leave dirt before you feel dirt. So you treat somebody like trash and then, poop, oh, I'm out, check you later, and you're gone. And then you go somewhere else, you treat somebody else like trash. And you go somebody else and you go, and you keep running. And you leave a trail of destruction, Brother Will. The only way you can do that is if you're not in the spirit realm. Because once you get into the spirit realm, your heart is connected to everybody and you feel. That's why it's very, very difficult to go into the spirit realm. Really, truly go. It's a lot of weight on your shoulders because you feel other people's pain. You really honestly feel what it's like to be over in Haiti or in Africa or in the rainforest of Brazil or into some disenfranchised place where there's no infrastructure, there's no running water, there's no food, there's no this, there's no done. You can watch it on TV and then you go to your refrigerator, open up, take out a steak, throw it on the stove, you know, fry it up and sit down and plop down and eat it. But if you're in the spirit realm, it's going to be very difficult for you to do that. Because the whole time you're frying your steak, you're thinking about the person, the people, the countries that don't have refrigeration. They don't have steaks. They don't live in an air-conditioned home. They don't have a car, plural. They don't have cars, plural, in their driveway. You see, brothers and sisters, we really don't understand love. Because if you really understood love, you would understand what it says, though, when the scripture says, though I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries and I know all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and I have not love, I am nothing. If you do not have the ability to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and really honestly feel what they feel so that your heart breaks the way their heart broke, you can't evolve. You can't live in the spirit realm. Because in the spirit realm, you understand whatever is done to the least of these is done to the greatest of these. That's the spirit realm. All of this stuff that's going on this earth cannot exist, would not exist, if people lived in the spirit realm. If everybody took this class that I'm getting ready to start on Monday, there would be no poverty. There would be no sickness. There would be no wars. There would be no chemtrails. There would be no fluoride. There would be no vaccinations. There would be no murders. None of the mayhem that exists on this planet would exist if we all operated in the spirit realm based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Against such things, when that vibration exists, you don't need laws. Laws are for the lawless. In the spirit realm, you don't need laws. Tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we continue with part 7 of the intro that explains, that reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies why you need to be a part of the series that starts on Monday, September the 25th. Please go to the website where you can get the early enrollment discount of $49. Just click on the link that says donation, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation to make the $49 donation so you can be a part of this life-changing series that starts on Monday, September the 25th. My brothers and my sisters, we'll see you mañana as we continue with part 7 of the intro. Well, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part 1, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit,
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tear your fucking past up, Robin Master. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built to